John Boy Media has a new teammate. It's iHeart Podcasts. What does it mean? John Boy Media shows can now be found over at the Dan Patrick Show. That's right. How cool is that? Wake and Jake and Jimmy's Three Things have joined the iHeart Podcast and Dan Patrick Show family. And the best part, they'll still continue to be the same shows you know and love. If you couldn't tell, we're excited about this one, and thank you guys for listening.
It is the Talking Yanks pregame show. It's the Talking Yanks pregame show. Talking about the Yankees playing the Rangers in baseball. Is my voice coming out of this microphone?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, good, 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 good. Jake, how you doing?
Uh-huh. Say hey.
Taper Jean girl with the hotel face.
Okay, yeah, never learned those parts of the song. Jim, I'm doing all right. I'm doing pretty well. I'm actually kind of being contained right now. The slightly earlier start time with the earlier lineups did throw me off. I just drank some pre-workout, was going to get in my normal 45 minutes of bad workout. Instead, I'm here bringing it to the people. Edwin's back. We're excited. Let's go, Yanks.
Dude, I'm not excited.
Yeah.
Can we be honest? Like,
this let out what you need to let out, because I'm with you, but I also have the glass half full part of it.
This month of September is like a slog fest.
Yeah.
I don't care about this game at all, Jake.
Yeah.
And I wish I did. There's people that are living and dying every day, and I'm like, damn, how are you still so like in it? Like, I live and die for the Yankees. I don't care about these games at all, man. And I'm worried about Paxton going into this one because, like, I don't think this game matters in the slightest.
So that's – you're right. The game itself doesn't really matter. And this was part of the reason I was hanging on to, like, the shutout streak, which is now gone, rest in peace, the home winning streak. Because, Jim, if you can latch on to something like that, you can make these games somewhat important. So, Jim, where it goes from there, it's individual stuff. Edwin Encarnacion returns today. He's got to start looking good
spring training.
Month of September. It's not for Edwin. I think it's more important because if Edwin looks bad this whole month, I mean, it's going to be tough to put him in a lineup if everyone's back. You know
I'm saying looking at individual performances, that's like how you watch spring training games.
Oh, a little bit, but the results don't matter in spring training. The results still matter a little bit here because we have guys that could be fighting for, like, playoff starting time. Didi, I know that's a big – more of an internet debate than a real thing, but if he has a big September, that can change his whole outlook. And James Paxton, I know you mentioned he's kind of been good in the big games this year. He's been bad in the games that have seemingly not mattered. He just had a really good August. If he has a good September, he can basically have like a good season. And yeah. I think that's like that's almost blasphemy for Yankee fans to say that James Paxton could have a good season. But if he has a month similar to last month, he's going to end up with really good stats. He could end up, you know, a low fours ERA. He can win 14, 15 games. And like, you know, everyone has these, oh, James Paxton's coming to the Yankees. He's out of Seattle, probably win 20 games. He might be in the Cy Young. James Paxton's numbers might be around a good James Paxton season if he has another good month, and we can feel confident about him going into the playoffs. So the game as itself, win-loss-wise, doesn't matter too much. You still don't want to be losing series to the Rangers, so I guess there's a little bit of that. But you got to find the little things within the game that do matter.
I agree. I'm just saying, like, on the whole, like, I'm not dying if they lose today.
Yeah. Preparation H feels good on the whole.
Never tried it. But glad to know you have. Preparation H?
You're missing out on a whole world of stuff down there.
I was going to put this cough drop in my mouth, but I feel like that's terrible audio, so I'm going to hold off on that.
Probably be bad audio. We thank you, Susan. What is this Yankees lineup, Jim?
DJ LeMahieu is leading off. Aaron Judge is playing right field, batting second. Didi Gregorius in the three-hole, batting third. That's what the three-hole means, playing shortstop. A lot of people probably upset about that. A little word to the wise, stop caring. Gary Sanchez is in the four hole catching. Edwin Encarnacion, as Jake mentioned, makes his return. Played 2 days in Scranton, went like 1-for-8 and was like, I'm out of here. Like this, no thank you.
Veteran rules are so cool in sports.
Yeah.
like you can't be under the age of 33 and pull a move like that in baseball.
Yeah. I'm done. I'm done here.
Oh no, I'm not doing this. I feel good.
There's no way I'm doing another game down here. Brett Gardner's batting sixth and playing center field. Voit batting seventh. Tyler Wade gets another start if they need any indication of how much these games matter. And Talkman is in left field, rounding it out. Two lefties, 8-9. James Paxton is on the bump.
The bumper, yeah. And we've got... Outside of Tyler, this is a fun lineup. Glaber gets the day off. No Clint. There's a bunch of guys on the bench, so we're not going to start running through all of that. But, yeah, I think every day you're going to start seeing – I'm trying to think of the comparison, whether it's April or May. I think it was when the injury bug first really hit the Yankees, and it was every day we were like, yeah, this lineup looks really great except one spot. And I think we're basically going to get that the rest of the season as they rotate in off days. I don't know, man. I'm knock on wood, rooting for big things out of Paxton. And like I said, Edwin back. If Didi could have a big September, that would be big for him contractually for the Yankees as a team. So – I don't know. A lot of things. Voit still coming back. Go Yanks.
Go Yanks. I think I have the starting pitcher wrong on here because according to Baseball Reference, it's not Volquez for the Rangers. This Rangers lineup, man, I don't really know any of them. Like, I know Chu. I know Andrews. Don't know who Willie Calhoun is. He's batting third, playing left field. Solak was a Yankees prospect that they traded to the Rays and then got flipped to the Rangers. He is DHing. Maybe he's got some venom for the club that traded him away. Santana is playing first base. Forsyth is at second. Kiner Falefa at third base. DeShields, I know him because of his dad, in center field. And Trevino catching. Yeah, I mean, that Rangers lineup. Chu and Andrews. And then you basically, like, I know Forsyth, but not really. You basically lose me immediately.
Yeah, we talked about Danny Santana at the deadline. He's having a big year for them. Willie Calhoun is a young, good player for them. He's one that you should get. Like, if I said, okay, you're right, there's one guy you should learn, it's Willie Calhoun. Little guy, good hitter. But, yeah, I mean, you could see this Texas team without Hunter Pence, who had a really good start for them. The lineup is really – lineup's pretty bleak. A lot of Mike Minor and Lance Lynn for the Rangers this season.
Yeah, and it's not Volquez starting, which I have on the sheet here. It's Ariel Jurado.
Jurado, that's right. ESPN had that wrong. Come on, Espen. Or is it? Because I'm now seeing a Texas lineup with Volquez. Maybe was it supposed to be Jurado and now it's Volquez?
I think that's what it was because I saw a lineup that said Volquez, but I don't care.
Yeah. 12 minutes ago, Jeff Wilson, who covers the Rangers for the Fort Worth Star-Telegram, he has Volquez in there. So,
cool. Hey, want to know what's cool? James Paxton has a decent amount of history versus some of these Texas Rangers
right.
because he was in that division. Odor's not playing, though. Andrews, 7-for-23. Wow, 304 batting average with two doubles. Good for him. And DeShields, 5-for-17. That's 294. And Chu, 6-for-15. Wow, a lot of these guys have decent base hits against Paxton. No real damage, some doubles. No one's got a home run off him. Like we said, Paxton had a real good month of August. He's coming off a start against Seattle that wasn't like lights out or anything special, but 5 innings pitched, 2 earned runs. He only threw 86 pitches.
Well, if you remember, he was pretty good. He just had that one inning where he was just lost. I think he had 4 walks in the inning.
Yeah, I think I read he sat on his hand in between innings and didn't realize he was doing it. And he had just had numb fingers, pins and needles for that inning. He was like, damn.
Gave himself the stranger.
Yeah, yeah. Went out there, tried to make things harder for himself, and it worked. It was harder. He didn't That's fare smart. Well.
That's yeah. getting prepped for the playoffs, though. You never know how your body's going to react.
Mm-hmm. That cold weather. You got to start sitting on your hands and pitching with pins and needles in your fingers. That's how you prep for the postseason. It's like when
Sotomayor, Don Zimmer, they all said it.
When they used to play the Packers and they would practice with frozen balls in the freezer, you know. Mm-hmm. It's actually a really good strategy. I'm proud of Paxton for doing it.
This is sports, people.
This is sports. Welcome back to the sports. You got a what to watch for?
Man, I feel like I covered a lot of it.
No, you didn't say anything.
I didn't say anything.
People take notes on this show, and some haven't written down a line yet.
A single line.
Yeah.
Jimmy, my W2, W4 is... I'm going to do a lame one. I'm going to do... Jim, it's where I opened up with the home streak. Do the Yankees care about the home streak at all?
No. Yankees don't care about any of that shit.
Well, and not the Yankees organization, the players. The players take pride in things. You know that's different.
I don't think they care at all.
I do.
The shutout streak, the home streak, I think if you were to tell them, they'd be like, what? Oh, that's cool. Like, I don't think players care.
So I agree with you on the shutout streak because that goes in different seasons. And, yeah. There are some guys that aren't involved in that at all. I think there's a defending the home turf. Nobody's beat us here in a series since April.
Like, I think there's one player that's like, guys, come on. We haven't lost a home series in 4 weeks. Come on. And everyone else is like, dude, shut up.
I see what you're saying, but I think there's more than that going on. I've seen that environment. I don't think it's there yet. I think that would be if they lose this series. See, that would be if they lost this series. The next home series, someone would be like, hey, guys, we've still only lost one home series. It would be Kane. Like, we've only lost one home series since mid-April. And they'd be like, yeah, dude, it was the last series. It's over. I think right now the team has some pride. Like, yeah, we've – throughout all the injuries, everything that's going on, we've still taken care of business at home. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe that slides today. Maybe Paxton has nothing. Maybe the guys have nothing. I don't know. I still think, Jim, it's the first week of September. Like, I understand there's going to be a little bit of cruise control the rest of the way, but you're still trying to get that best record secondary. So, I don't know, just to lay over to the Rangers casually, just because, calendar hit September, that's a little more lame than you have to be Yankee-wise. So, that's a loaded W2, W4.
How about Paxton's first inning? If he gets a clean first inning, it'll be 3 in a row.
Yeah.
That might be his record for the most amount of clean first innings in a row on the season. Paxton can put together a good start here, because I do think this is a low-energy day. Tuesday after Labor Day weekend. I mean, what a slog of a day for kind of the whole nation. Like, no one came into work today with pep in their step. Like, woohoo, let's do it. Everyone's kind of like, oh boy, back to work. So I do think it'll be interesting to see what Paxton brings in a low energy environment in a game that, like, yeah, they're playing for home field advantage. But come on. So hopefully we get like a nice breezy, boring game from Paxton. Yankees should have just walked it off. You know what's the what to watch for? The pitching path to victory, Jake. Because so there's the four horsemen and the goose. Then there's Sessa in a middle area. And then there's just automatic runs at the bottom of the bullpen. And why would the bottom of the bullpen be like really good? But my God, Chance Adams, Nestor Cortez, Ryan Dole, Corey Guerin, Lyons yesterday, Lasagna, they're just bad, man. They're white flags waving.
Lasagna with the only chance to move into the Cessa area. Yeah. But I mean, listen to all the names you said. I mean, those are guys, you know, they didn't have PPPs before the season. There are guys that weren't even associated with the Yankees up until a few weeks ago for Guerin and Lyons. So yeah, I mean, that's what you gotta expect.
Yeah. I mean, everyone should be available if it's a close game. If it's not a close game, expect Cessa. He hasn't pitched in 3 days. And he is the only Cessa is the only reliever that has not pitched in 3 days. So maybe expect Cessa no matter what. he might pitch in a close game.
I'd say, sixth inning or earlier, two runs or more, you're probably getting the Cessa show.
No Clint today?
A lot of guys on the bench. Glaber's on the bench. We're getting to a fun point where there's going to end up being good amount of dudes on the bench on a daily basis.
What'd you think of Clint's play in the field yesterday?
The throw was good. We know he's had the arm talent. It was good to see him put that online. The play at the wall, that was a difficult play. I don't think you could say an average left fielder makes it. I think you could probably say Brett Gardner has a good shot at that play because we've seen him make it for a decade.
Talkman.
And then the ball in front of him, I mean, you saw the fear come back in his eyes. You saw the Ricky Bobby Talladega Nights. I think he was going to catch that ball, but he got scared from the ball he missed. So it's I don't know. He doesn't get any point of the finger. It's the Yankees lineup did nothing, but there's a world where if Brett Gardner's in left field, that game could stay at 2-0 pretty easily.
I don't blame Clint for the loss at all.
No.
But it is funny that his first game back in left field, prove all the haters wrong, and is like, the throw was fantastic. It was like an expert throw. That's never been part of his problem. But that ball coming in is like the problem.
Yeah, it almost hit him in the feet because he got scared to dive. It's tough, and that the ball to the left field corner, I'm not mad or disappointed at it all, because I think there's also a world where Gardy doesn't make that play, and we say, well, that's a really tough play.
He had a 500 batting average, so like 50-50 shot. It's like it's like good outfielders make it, bad outfielders don't, basically.
Yeah.
According to the batting average against.
Yeah, that's not exactly what it's not good versus bad necessarily, but
I think Brett and Talkman make it. They're good.
They make it a lot of the time. Yeah. I'd say Brett Gardner makes that 9 out of 10.
Yeah. And Talkman 8 out of 10.
Yeah.
All right, cool. Cool. Didi at Clint short. Don't care about that. We're good. Let's go to the Homer Draft. We couldn't do the pregame show yesterday. We apologize.
It's a Homer Draft.
Homer Draft is brought to you by our good friends at Steakhouse Elite. Steakhouse Elite. Elite burgers for an elite franchise. If you're on your way to the stadium, go get yourself a burger. It's a Steakhouse Elite burger. If you're not on your way to the stadium, go to the store. Get yourself a Steakhouse Elite burger. Any grocery store by you sells them. I made them the other day. You get them in the fridge section, put them on your grill, put some spices on there, whatever you want. Delicious. Actually, they're very good. Katie and I were both like, ooh, these are really good. They're a company that's from the Bronx. They got the call up to the big leagues. That's really cool to be a company from the Bronx, and then now you're Yankee Stadium Burger Company. Like, that's fucking good job, Steakhouse Elite.
Yeah.
And they're proud sponsors of the Yankees, prouder sponsors of the Talking Yanks pregame show, and they're bringing you the Homer Draft, which I was supposed to go first yesterday, Jake. Since we didn't do it yesterday, I go first today. Yeah. And I am taking with my first pick Gary Sanchez.
Okay. It's good.
He's good. And he almost hit one yesterday, but he hit the top of the wall. Too much topspin.
Give me a... How about that... I'm going Judge and Didi.
Judge and Didi. Wow. Okay. You know what, Jake? I'm going Gary and Wade. Can I ask you a question?
Maybe.
If I take Wade.
No, it doesn't count for more points.
Come on.
He's a player on the team.
What if I take Wade and I omit Gary? Will you count that? It's 2 points if so Wade hits one.
Only taking Tyler Wade.
Yeah.
Is what you're saying. If you only take Tyler Wade and he hits a home run, I'll give you 3 points.
Okay, Gary, you're out of here. Do you want Gary? I'm just taking Tyler Wade. No. You don't want Gary?
Wow, Jimmy really thinks the games don't matter. Slash, he's punting on the homer draft because he's been getting crushed.
That's not true. It's currently 0-0. Currently tied 0-0. No, man. I think Wade's hitting a home run.
That's good. That's the goal of the homer draft. I hope he does. Rooting for him.
3 points for Wade Homer.
Yeah.
Okay. Hell yeah.
Nice little single yesterday.
Hell yeah. Yeah, and he got robbed of a hard hit as well. Oh, man. You know what I need for these games? I need O'Neill and Coney to be in the booth.
Yeah.
That's really what I need for these games. What do you think the over-under is?
Over-under Paxton, Jurado / Volquez, 11, 10 and a half, something like that.
10 and a half would be my guess.
10 and a half. I'm going to take my horse to the old town road. Wow, Jim. 10.
10. Interesting.
10.
Dude, I'm taking the under. I think it's going to be a lazy under.
It sucks.
Laziest day of the year. Top 5 lazy days of the year.
I'm going to go over. That's just too young for the Yankees lineup at home. Paxton in a game that potentially doesn't matter at all. It's just too low. I think I was assuming Paxton's going to shove today. I think he's going to finish out and have a strong year, and Yankee fans won't believe that for the whole upcoming offseason. But that's just too low.
Too low. He retired.
He retired from playing. He's one of the better coaches in the world. So,
yeah. Okay. Well, Todd Emanuele says that Judge is going to go deep tonight.
Todd Father. He's the one that tweeted at us today with his picture with his swag.
Swag. Swag. You excited for the 6:30 starts again now that school's back in session?
Totally forgot. I mentioned that with the pre-workout thing. Not really. My mind is dumb, and I probably won't be able to get over that, like, 35-minute hurdle for the whole month.
Sucks for you.
Sucks for me.
September's a crazy month in our lives. Jake and I have so much going on.
Where's the camera?
You gonna kiss it?
No, man.
It looked like you were gonna lick the camera. Ooh, now Shadow Wolf says, what do you think's scarier, a wolf or the shadow of a wolf?
Wolf.
Okay, cool. Because it's real, then. It's not like a shadow puppet.
Like, maybe if you saw the shadow, the wolf hasn't seen you yet, and you could be like, oh my god, that's a wolf. Uh-huh. If you see the wolf, you've probably seen the wolf.
Yeah, you got it. All right, win this game. Yankees win this game 6-1.
Jim, I've got something for you.
Uh-huh.
To make this game slightly more important.
Uh-huh.
If Yankees win today, tomorrow's a rubber match, which is just slightly more important.
Mm-hmm.
So, problem solved.
What's the problem there?
What was the initial problem then?
No. I got to do another airport run tomorrow.
Airport run? You excited?
No, but I think I'm going to miss the beginning of the game tomorrow. I think we're going to do a pregame show, and then I got to book it, and then I'll drive to the airport, and then I'll be back in time for, like, second inning, maybe? Okay. Unless we get in a car accident and fucking have to get airlifted to the hospital. Then it depends on how long I get to the hospital if they have the game on in the ER. And that's the whole thing.
Tomorrow's a recording day, too, so.
Yeah.
Bring your stuff with you, I guess.
Bring it in the car. Hey, sir, how are you feeling? We're going to air vac you to whatever, blah, blah, blah. And I say, okay, can you grab my laptop and the external hard drive and that microphone? No. Well, then just fucking kill me. Okay. Then I missed the game. Fuck. Man, better drive safe. Jake, give me your last words.
Your second baseman, Logan Forskin.